And we say hello to Marilyn Raskov, Chloe from 24. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good morning. And we're fans. And unfortunately, I just want to keep calling you Chloe all the time. So I suppose you get that a lot, though.
I know. It happens. It happens.
Yeah. I understand you're in London right now. Are you still filming 24?
Yeah, we're still filming 24. I've been here since January. So we are on episode 10. We still have two episodes to film. We're ramping up to film the big ending. Yeah, it's been exciting.
Do they keep that pretty secret then, you know, when it gets down to the finale?
Yeah, it's been driving me crazy. I mean, I still don't know. I've been given the last two scripts because we're very close to shooting it, but they've omitted putting like the last 10 pages in.
Wow.
And honestly, I think they are still kind of changing their mind on what's going to happen with the end there. So that should make it very exciting
well,
for everyone involved.
Mary Lynn, obviously Kiefer Sutherland's the, you know, main star, but you are the one that everyone's talking about this time around because your character's a little different and your look is very different. Do you like that gothy look that they kind of have you in?
Yeah, it's been, you know, really surprising. And every season I've done 24, it never ceases to surprise me. And this one in the script, it was just saying, you know, a very different Chloe than we've seen before. And I got together with the hair and makeup and wardrobe, and there were different versions of this. You know, she was platinum blonde and then dreadlocks, and we sort of settled in on this general gothy look, and it seemed to be the right thing. But it's definitely, you know, it changes my attitude once I put that costume on and that makeup and stuff. It does something to me. It puts me in a place.
Talking to Marilyn Raskov, Chloe from 24. How cool is it for you that you have become like the biggest star, just you and Kiefer Sutherland, and that you're the only one that has survived all these years on the show?
Yeah, it's very surreal. It's, you know, this year is, I've been on the poster with Kiefer, and it's pretty mind-blowing because I will say there's always been fans of the show, pockets everywhere, but I've definitely noticed a difference. People seem to be really into this new season. And when I go out, there's a lot of people that want to talk to me about it and tell me their favorite episodes. And a lot of people bond over watching 24. It's the strangest thing.
Do you notice, you said, you know, like worldwide, do you notice that there are differences between like the super freaks from Asia and the super freaks from India and from US and London? Is there a distinction?
That's such a funny question. It's always like the Latin American countries or the African countries. African countries, they find me on Twitter, and people from Africa are like, hello, I want to be your friend. You are very serious. they want to hold me, and they're like, can you reply to me? Like, they're very serious. And then Latin America people are like, big kiss. It's always like, give us a big kiss and hug. It's hilarious. And then, you know, most of the UK and US, a lot of people are just sarcastic and you're joking around, but yeah, people definitely very excited about 24.
Yeah, 24. It's such a cool show. Marilyn Raskov plays Chloe. I don't know what it is, but I've always liked your character. It's just a character that you have empathy for. And then I was surprised. I wanted to ask you about your appearance on Two Broke Girls. You were kind of the crazy person that worked in the pastry school. And it was so funny to see you there, but that was different. How do they let you do two different series at almost the same time? And you actually have another one coming up, too.
Well, you know, I did Two Broke Girls. They probably would have kept me on for more episodes, but I was filming Two Broke Girls when 24 got announced. So I kind of dropped Two Broke Girls to go back to 24. And my background is comedy, but it's really interesting because I could have never predicted that being on a drama like 24 would be such a great fit for me, because it wasn't something that I really planned on doing at all. I had always done comedy before that.
Well, it was fun to see you on Two Broke Girls, and I know you have a couple other projects coming up too. You want to tell us about that quick?
I did a really crazy part on Californication, which was a lot of fun. I was very drunk and swung a vodka bottle at people and yelled. That was great. And I'm touring with my stand-up comedy this summer all around the United States. So I'm looking forward to that when we wrap 24.
And what about these other things? It says post-production, sex, death, and bowling, and all-stars.
Oh, yeah. You know, I did a bunch of independent comedy movies, And those are always, you know, so much fun to shoot and make, but it's always, you know, I love that you even know about them because you never know what kind of distribution they're going to get. But yeah, they're really funny comedies. One of them, improvisational with a lot of great Second City people that you would recognize. But yeah, you know, I've been keeping busy the past 4 years. The 24 was off the air.
Cool. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm a real fan. I've always loved your character, and I assume that a lot of that comes from you as a person as well. And I can't take credit for knowing about those. It's on IMDb, so I'm no genius. But we'll be watching you on 24. Chloe is a great character, and Mary Lynn Raskin is awesome to talk to you. Good luck. We look forward to the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you.